Good morning. A large area of high pressure that's been dominating our weather from late in the weekend and now into the early part of the week is keeping it clear and somewhat cool early this morning, with many places back into the 40s and lower 50s to start the day once again. This will lead to plenty of sunshine again today, as a frontal system and low pressure wave along the eastern seaboard remains out to sea. A few scattered clouds may move into the southern Catskills, the lower Hudson Valley, and southern New England today. So a mix of sun and clouds closer to the coast, but overall, plenty enough sunshine for just about everyone to get into the lower to mid-70s on average by the end of the afternoon. The humidity will remain low, and we will see a southeast breeze developing at about 10 miles per hour. Overnight tonight, a few more clouds from that coastal system will creep up the Hudson Valley and move into parts of central and southern New England. Otherwise, skies will be partly cloudy overnight tonight, and lows will dip back into the 50s. This will set us up for another nice day tomorrow. Again, a few more clouds than today, but plenty of sunshine and comfortable humidity with highs in the mid-70s. At this point, we'll turn our attention to the west, where a cool front will approach from the Great Lakes. The front does not have a lot of moisture with it, but good jet stream energy associated with the front could produce a few scattered showers and thunderstorms. Highs on Thursday will be in the upper 70s. Sharply cooler air moving in behind the front on Friday, with highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s with a mix of sun and clouds. Then a reinforcing shot of cooler air for the weekend. That shot of cooler air could produce a shower Saturday, but a small chance at that. Otherwise, we're looking for a mix of sun and clouds for Saturday and Sunday, highs staying in the middle to upper 60s, and 60s again to start next week with mostly sunny skies on Monday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of the Central Plains, Mid-Missouri Valley, and Mid to Upper Mississippi Valley. The primary threat with these storms will be damaging winds. However, a few reports of large hail and even a few tornadoes cannot be ruled out. And flash flood watches and warnings continue for a large part of the southwestern United States as monsoonal moisture combining with moisture from post-tropical storm Norbert continues to produce numerous showers and thunderstorms. Several inches of rain has already fallen, and up to 1 to 3 inches of rain will continue to fall in normally dry locations, causing flooding near small creeks, dry washes, and burn scars near steep mountain terrain. Rock slides and debris flows are possible in steep terrain, in addition to erosion of gravel and dirt roads. Also, flood watches are out for parts of the upper Midwest, where rainfall totals will be in the 1 to 3 inch range from rain tonight into the day tomorrow. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Miyakojima, Japan, at 3:23 a.m. Eastern Time this morning. The last report of hail was at Baltimore, Maryland, at 7:34 p.m. Eastern Time on Saturday. At Mount Washington this morning, 120 miles visibility under mostly clear skies and 41 degrees with a southeast wind at 12 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 32 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear and 52 degrees, the dew point 46. 80% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.34 inches, and it is holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 101 degrees at Yuma and Youngtown, both in Arizona and also Borrego, California, to a low of 25 at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with a shower possible in the mid-70s, Boston mostly sunny near 70, and in Buffalo partly sunny with a shower or thunderstorm possible and highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 78 degrees, the low 52. The average temperature 65, that's right on normal for this time of year. No precipitation yesterday. For the month, 17 hundredths of an inch, which is 63 hundredths below normal. And 26.95 inches for the year, which is the same as the average precipitation to this point. There were no cooling degree days yesterday. For the month, 63, 38 above normal, and 630 for the season, which is 62 cooling degree days above normal. The average high temperature at Albany today, 75 degrees. The average low, 54. the record high 94 set in 1959 and the record low 36 in 1938. Sunrise this morning was at 6:28 a.m., sunset this evening 7:16 p.m., 12 hours and 48 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny and seasonably mild today with highs in the lower 70s. Partly cloudy and cool tonight in the 40s to around 50. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds and seasonably mild today with highs in the lower 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny, seasonably mild today with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Partly cloudy and cool tonight with lows near 50. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, seasonably mild today with highs in the lower 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds and seasonably mild today with highs in the lower 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, mid-70s, a scattered shower or thunderstorm Thursday in the upper 70s, partly sunny Friday, lower 70s, a mix of sun and clouds both Saturday and Sunday with a shower possible on Saturday in the 60s over the weekend and staying in the 60s with mostly sunny skies on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.